The On Deck Show continues here from Purdue Stadium. Pleased to be joined again by the Shorebirds manager in Colin Woody. Colin, it's good to be back home after a little three-game series to start the year. You guys didn't come up with any wins, but it seemed like there were a lot of positives to take away from that opening set.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, something that we challenge ourselves to do is find small wins and, you know, in our days. And there were a lot of small wins throughout the days. Obviously, we didn't come out on top in the game, but there was a lot of really good development that went on, you know, from first pitch to before first pitch. I mean, there was a lot of good things that happened in the bullpen, during BP. We were able to get on field and have a little bit of practice. Our meetings were really good. So there was a lot of really good things that happened. And, you know, hoping to sort of finish that off with a win here tonight in front of the home crowd.
Now, speaking of that, how good is it to be back home?
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be fun for the players to, you know, to have people that are in the stands rooting for them. I know it sounds silly, but one of the things I'm excited of is hearing that O during the national anthem. I think our players will get a good kick out of that, and hopefully that'll give them the energy boost that they need going into the game. Not that the energy was bad this past week, and the energy was actually really, really good, and I was pleased with that. But we'll see if that home crowd energy can push us to another level.
Now, speaking to some of the positives, going back to last weekend, the starting pitching was excellent for you guys all three times. The starters went forward on each occasion and really shined in their own kind of way and faced some adversity as well that they fought through. So ultimately, when you look at what the starting rotation did, what was your thoughts on that?
It was great. I mean, we did a lot of really good things on the mound. Really, the thing that got us all weekend was there was a couple of really big innings that ended up putting us behind on the scoreboard. And, you know, I think that the more we can limit those big innings, the better we're going to be. And, yeah, I was really, really excited to see some of those starting pitchers go out there and really do their thing and show how good they are and show why, you know, the organization is so excited about them.
Offensively speaking, one guy that really stood out, Anudis Mordaunt, had the first home run of the season for you guys on opening night and really had a good series all around. He walked three times on Sunday, and it seems like the Orioles just kind of find way after way to find productive hitting catchers, and Mordaunt seems to be the next in line here. But what did you like from Anudis in this opening series?
Yeah, I mean, he could definitely swing it. He's shown that, the last couple of years. He earned a promotion middle of the season last year. He can definitely swing it. He'll continue to do that, put together good at-bats, hit the ball hard. Really, it'll be exciting to sort of see him be able to do that now for a full season, in A-ball, potentially more depending on, you know, how well he does do.
Talking with manager Colin Woody, a couple more things for you, Colin. Looking back at this last weekend as well, a lot of young talent at the top of the order, Arias, Tavera, Sosa, Estrada. It seemed like all those guys had good moments. Maybe not the specific results on the stat line you would look for, but it seemed like they still put together some really good at-bats. They did some good things defensively, and you have to feel pretty good about those youngsters, especially how they respond in their first few games here.
Absolutely. It just goes back to sort of what I was saying. It's like, yeah, we didn't win the ball games, but there was a lot of small wins throughout the weekend. And I think that you could really look all the way up and down our roster and circle something positive that somebody did. And I think that's really cool to see. And it makes me even more excited going into this series and then the season to come, because as we keep going, as these guys get more and more experience, as they get more and more comfortable, we're going to see more and more of those small wins, and then that will probably turn into a big win at some point, I'm sure.
And then finally, Riley Cooper makes the start tonight. This is his professional debut. We saw a lot of guys appear on the mound for the first time as a pro last weekend, but it's Cooper who gets the ball tonight. What are you looking for him tonight, or what do you expect to see from your left-hander?
I expect him to go out there and just be himself. I mean, he's shown that he's got good stuff, that he can obviously have a lot of success on the mound. I'm going to just go out there and do his thing. Don't let himself get hyped up on the fact that it's his professional debut. Like, go let Riley Cooper be Riley Cooper, and things are going to shake out well for us.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mitch.
Colin Woody, manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.